I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Israeli Army Chief said on Wednesday the military is preparing for a possible ground operation in Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A Reuters camera captured the moment an Israeli airstrike hit a target in the coastal Lebanese city of Tyre on Wednesday. Israel has widened its airstrikes in Lebanon against Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants. In a video released by the Israeli military, the country's army chief told troops the strikes were meant to prepare for a possible ground operation. Even as he spoke, high-level diplomats pushed to stop the fighting in both Gaza and Lebanon. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war.
Israeli airstrikes have targeted Hezbollah leaders and hit hundreds of sites deep inside Lebanon. Lebanese hospitals have filled with the wounded since Monday. Hezbollah rocket fire since October has forced hundreds of thousands of Israelis to flee the border region. Israeli authorities said northern Israel was hit by heavy Hezbollah barrages on Wednesday morning.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday any nation's conventional attack on Russia that is supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The strong new warning to the West was outlined in a revision of Moscow's nuclear doctrine. The threat was clearly aimed at discouraging the West from allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with longer-range weapons and appears to significantly lower the threshold for the possible use of Russia's nuclear arsenal. This is VOA News.